Rob Herbert on talking to Luciana Machado, whose trial evaluating McKenzie therapy for acute low back pain is one of the 15 most significant trials in physiotherapy. Congratulations, Luciana, and thank you for answering a few questions about your trial. Can you tell us what you did in the study?
Our study investigated the additional short-term effects of a specific type of exercise therapy for acute low back pain, known as the McKenzie method, when delivered on top of first-line care provided by the general practitioner.
So what was the main finding of the study?
We found statistically significant but small improvements in pain, favoring those who received the McKenzie method when compared to those receiving only the first-line care. We also found that those treated with the McKenzie method sought less care in addition to that already provided in the study.
Why is the study important?
Our study is important for a number of reasons. One is because the McKenzie method is one of the most commonly prescribed exercise programs for patients with low back pain. Also because the literature coming from previous studies investigating the effects of this method was inconsistent. So our study provided a robust evaluation of the method when it is applied according to international recommendations for acute low back pain.
What led you to do the study?
As I mentioned, there were some problems with previous studies investigating the effect of the McKenzie method, and these were mostly due to the failure to target a subgroup of patients with certain characteristics that indicate they would benefit from treatment in the first place. This has been the most discussed topic among back pain researchers for some time, and it relates not only to treatment with the McKenzie method, in fact, it is relevant for all sorts of therapies. In our trial, treatment matched a particular set of clinical features presented by individual patients during their first assessment.
And lastly, Luciana, what studies are you doing now?
I am currently involved in a large longitudinal cohort study investigating chronic non-communicable diseases in Brazil. The study is known as the Brazilian Longitudinal Study of Adult Health, or simply ELSA Brazil Study. We've been following 15,000 public workers, and we will evaluate risk factors for the development and progression of cardiovascular diseases, diabetes, and chronic musculoskeletal conditions over a period of 20 years.
Thanks, Luciana, and congratulations again.